The passage of Hurricane Beryl has caused severe damage to wildlife and forests across St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Forests are flattened, some species of animals have fled their habitat to find refuge on safer ground, and some animals are becoming more visible to prey and invasive species. In an interview with NBC Radio, wildlife supervisor in the Forestry Department, Glenroy Games, says the department is concerned about the pink rhino iguana population in the Grenadines. Game says the Forestry Department has engaged with partners in Union Island to monitor the species to see Hurricane Beryl's impact on them. He said there could be a situation where the entire population could be lost due to overhunting.
In the interim, we have already engaged the warden, the Union Island environmental partners, two alliance partners. We're already monitoring the area. We have cleared the trail, but partly, not in its totality. And we have begun monitoring those species to see the impact on them. Now, you realize that the color of the iguana is whitish, pinkish. So it's very visible by community people, and we're asking that the community people do not interfere with the iguanas because it's still the close season. And even in the open season, we could be faced with a situation where we lose the entire population. It's a new species to science. There's not a whole lot that is known about it, so we're still currently working on DNA of that species. We are currently working on monitoring. We have a monitoring program in place.
Game says that because the iguanas are visible to the naked eye, it makes it easier to be spotted and hunted. He adds that with persons going to the Grenadines for rehabilitation work, the fear is that they would go into the forested areas and hunt the iguana, despite it being the close the season.
It's just visible. You can look through the forest and see those iguanas a mile away from you. And that's really hard for us, because if we have a lot of workers from the mainland, especially St. Vincent proper, going down to assist with the rehabilitation in the communities, our fears is that these guys would already be going into the forested areas and catching these iguanas, even in the close season. In fact, we had two reports so far of guys from the mainland going down there and doing such. The good thing is that we have a very strong relationship with the organization like Fostren and Union Island Environmental Alliance. Those are the two organizations that we primarily work with on Union Island. And they are trying their utmost best to curtail such things.
Games is reminding the public that persons caught hunting the iguana during the closed season will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
I want to say to these folks that you can and you will be arrested and charged if you are caught removing or catching these species, and please allow the species to recover and the forest to recover. That would be my message to the persons on the Grenadine Islands, not just Union Island, because the Tobago Keys, Palm Island, is the same situation, because those areas have been almost totally denuded.
Wildlife supervisor in the Forestry Department, Glenroy Games. I'm Donnie Collins with today's special report.